There's a picture of a car in front of the house.
CL and one or two of the boys had gone to the state fair by train, and I believe I'm correct in this, they bought the car and drove it home from Des Moines.
And what was the response?
Perhaps Nina's response would be the same as her response was at the time that all of her children had come to CL and Dina's 50th wedding anniversary in 1934. Of course, they had electricity in town, but Dina and CL had not had a refrigerator. They had an ice box, and the iceman would deliver ice. And so a day or two before the actual celebration of the anniversary, my Dina went to the back door, and there was one of the local merchants with a brand new refrigerator on a appliance cart and at the back door ready to put it in. And your great-grandmother Dina said, "Those crazy fools," meaning the children, had, she knew, of course, that they had got this thing, but she was not one that bragged about her conveniences.
When you were growing up, did they have an ice box on the farm?
Yes. And if we went to town on a Wednesday or Saturday night, or if occasionally Gielda would drive in during the week, on the way home, it would stop out by what's called Thompson's Pond in Groff. And at that location, there was a terrific large ice storage house. The Thompson brothers ran that, and in the wintertime, they would hire 10 or 15 people at a time, and when the ice got so thick, they would cut chunks of ice out of the lake, and then those chunks of ice were elevated up into this large storage house. I think the storage house must have been 30 or 40 feet wide and 60 feet long and about 10 foot high on the sides. But they would pack sawdust around that ice, and it would keep quite well into the summer.
And then where was the ice box on the
back porch, part of the time anyway. And I think later it was in the basement.